You know that feeling when you look at a product and the tech is just undeniably brilliant?
Oh, yeah.
The engineering is tight, it solves a huge problem, but then you look at their blog or their YouTube channel and it's just
A ghost
a
town.
total ghost town. Or worse, it's just this dry, impenetrable jargon that, you know, nobody is reading.
It's the classic best-kept secret problem. And it is painful to watch because usually the better the engineering, the harder it is to explain.
Exactly. And we see this all the time. It's what we call the content saturation bottleneck. You
Well,
have the innovation, but you just can't physically produce enough engaging stuff to cut through the noise.
you're building at the speed of code, but you're marketing at the speed of humans.
And humans are slow.
And in 2026, I mean, that gap is where companies go to die. Because if you aren't feeding the feeds, audio, video, text, everything, you basically don't exist.
So today we're doing a deep dive into a very specific experiment. We're taking two different entities from our source material and kind of smashing them together to see if we can solve this exact bottleneck.
We're running a simulation, basically.
Right. So player one is Caliper software. From the docs, they're a serious, high-precision cloud analytics platform. They target FinOps and DevOps teams, helping them find those dark corners of cloud usage.
So think complex data, anomaly detection, unit economics. It's incredibly valuable stuff, but let's be honest, it's dense.
It is not naturally viral, no.
You are not going to see a Caliper dashboard dancing on TikTok.
And player two is the engine we're going to use to fix that. Auto Content API. This is marketed as an industrial grade content engine.
Sorry, the Notebook LM API alternative for the
Right.
enterprise.
The whole promise here is decoupling content creation from human time constraints.
So the goal of our analysis today is to see if we can take Caliper, a company that's drowning in data but starving for attention, and use this API to turn them into what the white paper calls an automated enterprise.
Automated enterprise. I know it sounds a little like buzzword bingo, but when you dig in, it's pretty
It
radical.
really is.
We aren't talking about, you know, using ChatGPT to write some mediocre blog post. We're talking about taking a raw data export, say a CSV file of cloud cost anomalies.
And having a machine automatically spin that into a podcast, a video, and a research paper.
Without a human lifting a finger.
It's a shift from content creation, which is sort of an artistic process, to content transformation, which is an industrial one.
Okay, so let's dig into that. Let's look at Caliper first. I went through their case studies.
What did you find?
They aren't just a dashboard. They pitched themselves as bringing light to cloud spending. And there was this one quote from a FinOps director that really stood out to me. They used a heat map in Caliper to find a specific EC2 spike, that's a server instance for those who don't speak AWS,
Right.
that was caused by a single customer.
That's the needle in the haystack. Finding them manually can take weeks.
And there was another one from an enterprise tech COO. He said Caliper took them from 2 weeks of manual spreadsheet work to get unit economics down to just minutes.
That is a massive efficiency leap.
It is. But okay, let's play devil's advocate for a second.
You're for it.
If you're a sales rep for Caliper, how do you explain that value to someone who's never even seen the tool?
Well, normally. You get on a Zoom call, you share your screen, you click through 50 tabs.
You bore them to tears for 30 minutes, hoping they get what unit economics even means in your context.
Precisely. The complexity creates this barrier. You need a really dense explanation to sell it. And creating that explanation, making a good video, a polished case study, that's slow and expensive.
It's a whole production, and productions have bottlenecks.
Exactly. And this is where the Auto Content API just flips the script. Their whole philosophy is that Caliper already has the content.
It's just sitting there.
It's sitting in that heat map data. It's in that success story from the COO. They just lack the machine to transform it into a format people can actually consume.
Okay, so let's walk through what this transformation looks like in practice, because API can sound a bit abstract.
Let's make it concrete.
Scenario. I'm a new user at a company that just bought Caliper. I'm looking at the dashboard. I see a button, ROI measurement, and I have absolutely no idea what it does.
The status quo is you go read a help doc, a wall of text.
Which I will skim, get frustrated with, and then probably email support.
Right. So now, applying the auto content model, Caliper uses the explainer video endpoint. They feed that existing text documentation or even just a PDF manual right into the API.
And what comes out the other side?
A 60-90 second horizontal video. And it's not just stock footage, it generates an AI avatar. with synchronized lip syncing, explaining exactly how that feature works using the text from the manual as the source.
Okay, I have to pause there, because we've all seen that AI video that looks a bit...
uncanny.
Yes, uncanny. The mouth moves weirdly, or the eyes are dead. Is this really usable for a serious B2B brand?
That's a totally valid skepticism. But looking at the specs, this is using the latest generation of avatar synthesis. It's not trying to make a movie. It's designed to replicate a support agent. And the business impact is twofold. First, support deflection.
Right, instead of me sending that email ticket, I just watch the video.
Exactly. If that video answers, how do I track results? Mm-hmm. You just save, say, $20 in human support time. But the second impact is actually bigger, SEO.
Search engine optimization.
Yeah. Google measures something called dwell time, how long user stays on your page.
Okay.
If you have a wall of text, dwell time is low. People bounce. If you have a video, dwell time skyrockets. The data suggests that landing pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
53 times. That is a staggering multiplier.
It is. So just by running their boring text docs through this API, Caliper becomes way more visible to the rest of the web. They're turning support content into marketing content.
So that's the explainer side, but I want to talk about the viral side because I saw an endpoint in the docs for Video Create Shorts.
The vertical format. TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts.
This feels like a weird mismatch for a cloud analytics company. Is a CFO really scrolling TikTok for anomaly detection software?
Maybe not the CFO, no.
Yeah.
But the DevOps engineer, the 28-year-old developer who actually has to implement the tool.
Ah.
Okay, absolutely. They live on vertical video. And they're the ones who tell the CFO what to buy.
So how does Caliper use this? They can't just dance and point at text.
Go back to that testimonial you mentioned, the DevOps engineer who said, during just a 30-minute demo, we were able to identify 9% in potential savings.
Killer quote. But right now, it's just text on a website.
Right. With the API, Caliper feeds that text string into the Create Shorts endpoint. The API picks a casual speaker avatar, generates a little script to give it context, adds captions, and renders a vertical video.
So you're turning a static asset, single sentence, into a dynamic asset that can travel across LinkedIn or TikTok.
And the cost arbitrage is just ridiculous. To produce a short manually, you hire a creator, you edit it. You're looking at, what, maybe $300 minimum?
Easily.
The API credits for that cost about 400 credits. That's roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300. That's not just cheaper. That changes the entire strategy.
It changes the physics of marketing.
Yeah.
At 4 euros, you don't need to guess which testimonial works. You can test 100 of them. You can just flood the zone.
You know, usually when we talk automation, we talk about replacing drudgery. This is replacing the creative coordination, which is often the hardest part.
Yes. But let's move up the food chain. We've got the developer on TikTok. We've helped the user with explainer videos. What about the buyer? The C-suite.
The executive-level visibility crowd.
Exactly. Caliper's core promise is visibility into costs.
Yeah.
But here's the reality of the C-suite. They do not log into dashboards.
No. They want a report sent to them, usually a PDF that they also don't read because they're tired.
But they do listen. In the car, on the commute, audio is the medium of the executive class.
So this is the data-to-audio capability mentioned in the docs.
Yes, and this is where the automated enterprise thing gets really interesting. Imagine a daily cloud cost briefing.
Okay, walk me through the workflow.
Caliper system detects a variance in the daily data. Maybe spend is up 5% in the Dublin region. Instead of sending a spreadsheet, the system triggers the AutoContent API. It passes the data points, 5%, Dublin EC2, and the API synthesizes a natural-sounding audio report.
Good morning. We detected a 5% spike in EC2 usage in the Dublin region, likely due to a new deployment. Something like that.
Exactly that. It's like having a personal analyst in your ear. It turns data into insight automatically. But we can take this a step further with voice cloning.
This is the part that feels a little bit sci-fi.
It solves the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader. They want the CEO's take on the market. But the CEO of Caliper doesn't have time to sit in the studio every morning.
So they record their voice once?
Once. High fidelity. Then the API creates a clone. Now, Caliper can take their recent news, say, that partnership with CloudFit or the deal with Gumball Dynasty, and generate a weekly market thoughts update.
In the CEO's voice, discussing the Gumball Dynasty deal without the CEO even being in the room.
Well, hopefully they approved the script.
Yeah.
But yes, without them ever entering a studio, It sounds authentic and it builds that connection, but it scales infinitely.
I have to play the skeptic again. We've seen Google's Notebook LM. We've seen tools that do two hosts chatting. How is this different from just dragging a PDF into one of those consumer tools?
The key word is programmatic. Notebook LM is a destination. You go there, you do the thing. Auto content is infrastructure. It integrates with tools like Make.com or Zapier.
Because it's triggered by events.
Correct. Caliber could set up a workflow where the moment a new anomaly is detected in their database, it triggers the API to generate that audio briefing. No human clicks a button. It is headless content production.
That's a fundamental shift. It's treating media like a utility, like water or electricity. Yeah. Okay, so we've got explainers, we've got executive briefings, but there's a piece of the puzzle we haven't touched. Authority.
Thought leadership.
Right. To sell to an enterprise tech COO, Caliper needs to look smart. They need to have an opinion on the market, not just on their tool.
And opinions require research, which is time-consuming. This is where the deep research API comes in. And to be clear, this is not just asking a chatbot to write a blog post about cloud costs.
How is it different?
Large language models hallucinate. They make things up. This deep research endpoint uses autonomous agents to browse the live web.
Oh, wow.
It goes to sites like the Financial Times, SEC filings, reputable tech journals. It finds real data, real trends, and it structures them with citations.
So it's doing the grunt work of a junior analyst.
Exactly. So here's the play for Caliper. They set up a recurring task. Scan for new trends in AWS pricing. The API runs this every single week.
And then what? You get a pile of research.
Then you connect the dots. This is the pipeline. Step one. The API researches cloud cost trends 2026. Step two, it writes a high-value blog post based on that research. Step three, and this is the kicker, it converts that post into a two-speaker podcast episode.
So the AI hosts, basically us right now, are debating the findings of the research that the AI just performed.
You got it. Caliper could publish a weekly cloud finance show. It positions them as the absolute authority. They're breaking news, analyzing trends. And the entire chain, from web search to audiophile, required zero human effort.
That's an entire media arm on autopilot, a content-led growth engine. But if everyone does this, doesn't it just flood the internet with noise?
That's the risk, for sure. But it also leads us to the holy grail of tech marketing, programmatic SEO.
PSEO. This is creating thousands of landing pages to capture that long-tail traffic.
Right. Instead of trying to rank for just cloud analytics, which is impossible, you try to rank for the specific problems people actually have.
So how to reduce EC2 costs in the Dublin region or analyze Azure variants for startups?
Exactly. Caliper could create a unique page for every single one of those thousands of problems. CloudFit analytics integration. Gumball Dynasty partnership benefits.
But wait, Google hates it when you spam thousands of pages that look the same. That's thin content. You get penalized.
You do. And that's why most PSEO campaigns fail. They're just copy-pasting templates. But auto content solves this with a concept called multimedia density.
Multimedia density. Break that down for me.
It means that every single one of those thousands of pages is rich. The Deep Research API writes a unique 500-word guide for that specific topic. The podcast API generates a specific how-to audio track for that page. The video API creates a unique vertical summary.
So if I land on the reduce EC2 costs page, I'm not seeing a generic template. I'm seeing a video about EC2, hearing audio about EC2, and reading a guide about EC2.
Correct. And Google's algorithm sees that page and sees high engagement, high dwell time, and unique media assets. It signals quality. This lets a company like Caliper just dominate search results.
It's brute force, but with quality. That's a dangerous combination for competitors.
It is. And there's one more lever here. We've been very U.S.-centric. But cloud computing is global.
Right. Caliper has global partnerships. I saw Oaks Lab mentioned in the source files.
Exactly. So they have this great case study with Oaks Lab. It's in English. But the market for this stuff is huge in Japan, Brazil, Germany.
So how does the automated enterprise handle translation? Because that's usually a nightmare.
Auto content supports over 50 languages. But it's not just translating text. They can take that Oaks Lab video and resynthesize the audio in Spanish, German, or Japanese.
Resynthesize? You mean dubbing?
It's better than dubbing. It creates a native-sounding voice track that matches the timing of the original video. So Caliper can take one asset and instantly multiply it by 50 markets.
That multiplies their total addressable market overnight without hiring a local marketing team in Berlin or Tokyo.
Exactly. It creates global reach with a local footprint.
I want to pivot inside the building for a second before we wrap up. We've talked about getting customers in. But Caliper is a complex tool. They're hiring sales reps, support staff.
Internal knowledge transfer. It's the hidden killer of speed.
Right. You hire a new sales rep, hand them a 50-page technical manual, and say, good luck.
And let's be honest, nobody actually reads the manual.
Never.
But people do listen to podcasts. Caliper can use the same API to turn their internal docs into an internal academy podcast series.
That is smart. So the sales rep can listen to the How to Explain Unit Economics episode while driving to a client meeting.
Exactly. It turns enablement into passive consumption. It aids retention. It speeds up ramping time. You're using the same infrastructure for internal growth as you do for external growth.
So let's step back and look at the whole picture. We've painted this vision of Caliper as an automated enterprise. They're using explainer videos for support and SEO. They're turning data into audio for execs. They're automating thought leadership and using PSEO to flood search results.
It's a comprehensive takeover of the content stack. But we have to look at the financial reality.
The bottom line, Caliper is all about ROI. What's the ROI of this strategy?
Think about the alternative. To produce one high-quality podcast episode with humans, you are looking at, what, $150 to $500?
Easily, yeah.
An auto-content episode. The pricing suggests it's between 10 cents and 2 euros.
That's not even a rounding error. That's effectively free.
Short video.
Yeah.
$300 manually. 4 euros with the API. For a company focused on unit economics like Caliper is,
yeah,
this efficiency is just undeniable.
It changes the math completely. It means you can afford to fail 90% of the time because the cost of trying is so low.
Exactly. And that leads to the final question for our listener.
Yeah. And this is something I want everyone to really think about. We are moving into an era of just total content saturation. The volume is about to explode. If your competitor is publishing hourly across audio, video, and text using an API like this, and you're still scheduling 3 meetings just to approve 1 blog post,
you're bringing a knife to a nuclear fight.
How long can you actually survive?
Speed is the new currency. If you aren't automated, you are standing still.
On that cheerful note, I think I need to go clone my voice before this API takes my job.
I think mine is already cloned, actually.
Wait, really?
Just kidding. Or am I?
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.